Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
Hey, Jesse, I think you're adjusting mine.
Am I?
Yeah, that's my...
Okay, sorry.
My headphones. Yours is over there.
Oh, I like
hey,
to adjust.
Hey, that's a professional open right there. That's how it's done right there in the business. So, Jesse, what's up, man?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Yourself? I can't hear anything because you
totally off. I turned your mic down.
Okay, hey, we're back. I can hear you.
Talk to me, Jeff. Talk to me.
How are you doing?
I am doing well. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah?
At WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Yep. Was that just to mock me?
No. That was, let's get that bump out of the way.
Good. Well, we had the show with Paul Ogata the other day that went well.
We did. And he was a great interview.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we were discussing how it seems like people have been listening to the comics that we interviewed rather than the ones that have really succeeded.
Yeah, and your theory on that is?
I just think people are more personally attached to the other comics that they see at the open mics and stuff, and they don't know maybe Paul Ogata personally or Jason Collings. So yeah, even though I thought those were really informative, and like you said, that's the first podcast of ours you've actually listened to.
The Jason Collings.
Collings. Yeah. After almost 100 podcasts, you just listened to that one?
Yeah, well, I was there. I didn't need to listen. But
right.
the Jason one was really, well, it was kind of inspiring.
Yeah, it was.
He had a lot of cool stuff. I mean, he's touring with Carlos Mencia 6 months into doing comedy.
I know that's what you've been dreaming of doing.
Touring with Carlos Mencia.
Yes, specifically.
6 years into comedy.
Yeah.
So we did some shows together, huh?
Yes, we did. How was Habanos last night? You did the cigar bar for...
it wasn't terrible.
Nice.
Yeah.
You did 20 minutes of crowd work, huh?
Basically 20 minutes of crowd work.
Okay.
The best part, there was just a guy that sitting there like with his legs crossed so tight. And, he almost had his leg wrapped around like a snake was choking his nuts. It's just like, what are you doing, sir?
That is tight.
So, yeah.
You pried those apart?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't pry this.
Trying to get him to Sharon Stone you during the show? Or
pretty
what?
Much. It was an anti-Sharon Stone. It was a reverse. But yeah, I mean, I was just basically commenting how crappy of show it is, which got some laughs.
Did he end up paying you in lasagna, or did you get...
No, I got $25 right out of Adam Connie's pocket.
Sweet.
So he made it all official. He put it in a handshake and everything.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. That's
slid it to you.
Making the big bucks.
All right.
And then we did Porter's Pub on Thursday. You headlined, and I opened. I'm an opener, and you're obviously...
No, you seem to have bitterness over that.
A little bit.
I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
I'd open for you anytime.
Yeah, we'll see. That was good.
But not at Habanos. No, I mean, I was going to, but no.
I got demoted on that show, too. I got booked as a headliner, and he's like, no, we got some Heather Turman's going to go ahead and headline.
Oh, you got bumped by
Turman. But I went after her.
Anyway. Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't...
Well, everything's confusing in this topsy-turvy comedy world,
yeah.
You know?
But Winston's was fun.
Winston's was fun, yeah. I thought it was a good show. We've had a good turnout there lately.
Yeah, you actually went up, didn't you?
Yeah, I went up, did a couple new jokes that were wishy-washy. Not quite there, but yeah. It was fun to do.
It was fun.
And you went up, you were funny. And
tonight we got the big duo, Comedy Heights.
Yes.
I don't know how that's going to go. 45 minutes.
I know how it's going to go.
It's going to be rough.
Toilet.
Yeah.
No, we're doing tandem style, which means we're both going to be riding a bike while we perform, so that'll be good.
So you test your material on Facebook,
yes,
and then
right.
you bring
then
out
I use it here.
You bring out the bits.
That's not really material. That's just a stupid thing.
Yeah,
but I hope it's good. That's at Twigs Comedy Heights tonight. If no mm-hmm. one's listening, that will be there.
So yeah, it's going to be a fun show.
It's a small room. It's
everyone's going to be 500 years old.
Smaller than this studio. So
yeah. Well, speaking of small rooms, let's bring in our guests here. They both have a kind of
kings of the small rooms.
Right. They both run Space Bar at one point, I believe. No, Dan never did? Okay.
Hey, this is radio. You have to not shake your head, but respond verbally.
No, I did not have anything to do with the space bar.
Yeah, nobody wants credit for that.
Who does the Wednesday?
It was Michael Castleberry, previously.
Oh, so yeah, you
that
had something to do with it.
You're hearing, by the way, that's Brandon Young, and the first voice was Dan Bublitz, everybody.
Yeah.
So we welcome them to the studio.
For joining us.
Welcome to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
I like it. So, Brandon, I saw you got a good turnout at Space Bar last night.
Yeah, last night we had about 40 people there. It was the biggest turnout yet that we've had so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And they weren't there for Lauren O'Brien, he says. I assume they were, but no.
No, they're there for a newer comedian, John Lowther, who's friends with Dustin Nickerson. And I'm just going to keep dropping names the rest of the day.
Okay. Those are some names you're dropping. Yeah. Watch out.
Better pick those back up.
Is that guy a new comic?
Yeah, he's probably done about six or seven open mic
minutes.
Slash shows. Minutes, yeah.
Total.
Yeah. He's PG-13?
Yeah, pretty much. He can work blue-er, and he's a storyteller guy, so he probably has about 10 to 20 minutes right now.
Oh, nice. How much time did he do?
He did 10 last night.
Cool. Dan, did you have any shows this week?
Yeah, I was at Spacebar last night, actually. I got to feature. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was great.
How did that go?
It went well. Went well. I should have stopped after my first joke. Just quit. Yeah. Right there. I happened to be wearing the same color flannel as Dustin.
Mm.
So I went up and said, "I'm Dustin from the future."
Ah, that's a good opening. You should have said, "All right, that's my time."
Exactly. I should have ended right there.
And then you should have quit comedy forever.
Yeah.
So did you open, Brandon? Did you host it?
Dustin hosted. I went up second after Anthony Mays, the magician, comedian, illusionist.
Did he do magic?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
How'd that go?
It went all right.
He made a crowd appear, huh?
Yeah, he did, actually. Best trick yet.
Is that the comic that has the hype man?
No. 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 That's okay. You're thinking of
Keith Soule.
No. Well, yeah, he might have a hype man, but no. I think Anthony Ryan is who you're talking about.
Yeah, Anthony Ryan. You know him?
That's his manager.
No.
He does like a 1-minute podcast every day, which is pretty impressive.
Sack Dave does that. Is that impressive?
Yeah.
Maybe Brandon, how do you feel about opening up for Dan Bublitz? I mean,
you can't even.
Well, you know, sometimes you just have to just pay your dues and hope you can reach stardom like Dan Bublitz.
So you wouldn't be mad if someone asked you to go on earlier than your partner there?
No, I wouldn't be mad. I mean, especially since I am better than Dan, but I don't have a pride thing.
Right. I like that.
Interesting.
Well, we got these. Kooks? Is kooks a word?
Is that a word? It is now.
We got these guys in the studio to talk about the San Diego Comedy Festival.
Right. You guys are running that festival, booking it, and organizing it at the Comedy Palace in Claremont, or Kearny Mesa.
Yes. And we're doing a lot of work for the festival.
So how did this take us back to day one, to where this kicked off?
I had an idea, to do the festival. I felt like we should do a festival in San Diego, and so I approached Brandon about it because
Brandon's disagreeing.
He's shaking his head. He doesn't want any part of this. Now, you're doing it at the Comedy Palace. Was it originally going to be a hummus festival, or
yes?
Did you decide to change it halfway through to comedy?
We decided that comedy would probably go better with hummus.
Okay, everything goes better with hummus.
So you approached Brandon.
Yeah, because I felt like we should do a festival, and I approached him because he's a good go-getter.
Did Castleberry say no?
Castleberry had no idea. I was going behind his back. I was cheating on Castleberry.
I get it.
That was what was going on.
So you can't get Castleberry, you get Brandon Young.
That's right. He has two hands.
Yeah, that's good.
He can do more labor.
Right.
Oh, I see.
So you approach Brandon, and then what happened?
Well, we just started talking about putting a festival together, so we decided to meet, and then we started talking about it, and we went and looked at some venues.
Which venues did you look at?
We looked at the Town and Country.
What's that?
It's a hotel in a kind of like a little convention center right off in a hotel circle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we went to the Four Points Sheraton over in
Sara Mesa.
Yeah, Sara Mesa. We looked at their venue too.
Huh.
And then you settled on the Palace?
Well, we knew the Palace had been wanting to do a comedy festival for a few years now, and they actually have they own the rights to the domain San Diego Comedy Festival.
So you knew about this, but yet you were going to go ahead and take it to another spot?
They never acted upon it. We were actually going to do America's Finest City Comedy Festival, so it was a little different, and we were just like, hey, if these guys aren't going to actually do anything, let's just do our own thing. But then we thought, let's just go talk to them to see if they're still trying to go through with it or not. And so Dan and I went that day after we looked at some of the venues and just popped in and talked to George and Tony. And
you approached them?
Correct. We want to do the business right. We didn't want to just go behind people's backs and have competing festivals if they were going to do something. Didn't want to burn bridges for future bookings down the road if we were to do our own thing. And they're like, hey, we want to do our own thing, buddy. But
great.
That's a good impression.
Yeah. Spot on.
Hey, we want to do our own thing, buddy.
So why did you decide to just have it at this one spot? Why not focus on those other places too?
This is our first year, and we wanted to keep things as simple and as basic as possible because we don't know how big or how small this thing could possibly get. And originally, we were going to be the ones financing it, so we were going to look at smaller venues that are a little more affordable and just try to just focus on keeping everything small and not make a big, big deal about it.
Why didn't you have it at the Space Bar?
Because it's in La Mesa. It would have been the La Mesa Comedy Festival.
Okay.
So
that never was an option.
They don't have liquor there either, right?
They do. They have beer and wine. No liquor. Right. Beer and wine they do have, though.
And what about East Tavern? You could have done it there. You do a show at East Tavern, don't you, Dan?
I do. Every couple of months we do a big show there now, and then we do the monthly contest. But
the fear was everyone's car would get broken into.
Probably.
I got you.
Yeah. But why didn't you have it at other hubs? Why didn't you have like a one at Lestat's or?
The main reason is I guess Lestat's is an 18 all ages venue too. The one thing with the Palace as opposed to other comedy clubs, they're actually 18 plus venue.
And they have liquor.
And they have liquor, yes, exactly. A lot of the other clubs are 21 only. But we're looking at logistics right now, you know, trying to get, you know, from getting from the Comedy Palace over to Lestat's back to over here. There's a lot of driving involved, you know.
So why not rent a bus?
We could maybe rent a bus, you know, shuttle people around, but that's more money.
Okay. I think the real advantage to the Palace that they're not mentioning two words, Baba Ganoush.
Is that just two words?
I believe it's two words.
I'm not sure if we're wrapping up.
I'm not sure if that's...
The timer went off, Sam, but I don't know. You tell us when we're ready.
Talk to me,
Sam. We got a minute? All right, we got a minute.
For the layperson that doesn't understand what a festival is, I mean, is this like a Renaissance festival? Do people dress up like hobbits and wizards and shit, or what?
Yeah, it's exactly what we're hoping for. We're actually awarding prizes for the funniest costume. That is one of the things we're doing. No, a festival is just a gathering of people that are like-minded as far as things they like. So there's like Renaissance fairs and other festivals like that. But this is actual comedy festival, so these are geared toward comedians and people who like stand-up comedy or other types of comedy also.
All right, well, when we come back, we're going to probably get more into the logistics of the Comedy Festival. But right now, you're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Nailed it.
Boom. We'll be back. Listen to these great messages on stuff.
Talk to me, folks.
About people.
Yep. And you can call in at some point here.
Yeah. 866-977-2346, extension 2.
Bye.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Yeah. Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
Hey, we're back, and he's back, the Talk to Me guy. I always like to hear him.
I like him. I'm watching Brandon actually play the guitar solo on this. It's nice.
I only came here to hear that guy. Can I leave now?
Yes. Please do. All right.
Out.
So, yeah, we were talking about the Comedy Festival that's coming up. So the Palace never said to not do it at other venues? That was just your choice?
Yeah. I mean, because it's the, like you said, Brandon said earlier, since it's the first year, we're trying to keep it, you know, kind of small, trying to keep the logistics there as far as, like, getting people around all over San Diego. Just didn't seem
on. He talked about doing a lot of festivals that were at one venue. So.
And a lot of festivals are just one venue. I mean, if the festival isn't about venues. It's about celebrating whatever the theme of the festival is. And in this case, it's comedy. So it's bringing people that love comedy and comics and stuff together to celebrate comedy for 4 days.
So you try to get people from outside of San Diego as well to come in?
Yeah.
How are you advertising? Is it just the Palace's website, or are you reaching out to other comics at other places?
We're gonna reach out. I mean, we've reached out. A lot of the advertising right now that we've did isn't really advertising. I mean, we've did more stuff like on Facebook, like with different comedians' pages posting about submitting and trying. We're more focused right now on trying to get comics to submit to the festival.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in submitting to the festival, you can do that online at SanDiegoComedyFest.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you go to SanDiegoComedyFest.com, and then you send a video of yourself to you guys?
Yeah, you fill out the form.
And who's seeing these videos?
We've got people screening them.
Castleberry?
Yeah, Michael Castleberry all by himself. No. We have actually non-comedians that are friends of ours that we trust that are fans of comedy.
So Castleberry.
No comments. So that's who we're going through is people that we know that we absolutely trust, uh-huh, that we trust their opinion on, and who they think is going to be good enough to be in the contest portions as well as the showcase portions of it.
What is the difference there, the contest and the showcase?
Well, there's an actual contest where people can submit $35 in order to enter this contest, and we go through this pre-screening process, and we're going to select, well, we're not going to, but those people are going to select the top 24 people who they think should be in it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, people who are, the videos are just extremely funny, And they're going to be entered into this contest. And the top 24, they're going to have three rounds of eight comedians each in the first three rounds of the actual festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have the finals that final Saturday night where the top two from each of those rounds advance. So we're going to have six people in the finals.
Oh, wow. Only the top two out of eight will be advancing?
Correct. So you have a 1-4 shot if you're good enough to advance. So we're going to have...
That's some quick math, Brendan.
Yes.
Wow, it really is.
And we're actually going to have judges. It's not going to be audience vote. So it's not like a bringer mentality at all.
All judges.
All judges.
And who are these judges going to be?
At this time, we're looking at industry people to come in. Dan has a contact with person who's judged the... which festival was that? The Ventura Comedy Festival contest. So we have somebody who's actually previous experience in judging a festival contest. So that's who we're looking at right now, and a couple other people also to come in and actually judge that part.
It'd be cool if you could get celebrity judges like Judge Judy or Judge Joe Brown to come in and just...
Mills Lane, we contacted him. He said no.
Yeah.
He's like, who are you again?
But the top winner of that contest gets like $2,000.
$2,000 for first place. Second place is $1,000. And third place is $500. So
that's a lot of dough.
Have you been getting any submissions so far?
We've got quite a few submissions so far. More than I had expected to begin with. And we still have a couple weeks left until the first deadline is due. And then we raise the price up a little bit for the second deadline. But we've got quite a few submissions so far. And
what's quite a few?
I'm not sure if I'm at liberty to announce how many. We've had enough come in that we can actually view in more than 24, I can tell you.
Okay.
So, and it doesn't guarantee, just because you submit, doesn't guarantee that you're in the contest.
Right.
So it's really a contest of the people reviewing the videos, and that's the advance past the first, I guess that would be technically the first round, if you would consider that, and then they advance to that actual contest portion in the festival.
So the people that submitted the $35 and don't get picked, what do they get? Do they get their money back?
They do not get their money back, but we are giving we've talked about doing discounted tickets to the festival, discounted festival passes, that they can use that $35 to get festival passes if they really want to go to the festival as well. Let's say they have a comedian friend that's in it and they want to go to the festival and just support that person, then they can use some of that money, that $35, to actually get a festival pass.
Okay, and how's the showcase work?
The showcases, we're having four different showcases. We have a clean showcase, a blue showcase, which is a dirty showcase for people who don't know what blue means.
Specifically and, dirty? Like that whole showcase has to be dirty?
Pretty much, for the most part. And we also have a general showcase, as well as a Latino showcase. We're in San Diego. Why not have a Latino showcase?
No Asian showcase?
We could do that maybe next year. We're looking at it next year.
Okay. What are you trying to do by this Latino? Are you going to just have Latino comics?
Yeah, that's what we're kind of gearing it for.
Okay, and do people know that when they submit?
Can I submit as Hesse Egan?
Yeah, we have the different showcases on the website that they can submit to, but, I mean, it's possible that it could change before then. You know, these are subject to change, the type of showcases that we decide to do.
And there's a $35 one, and isn't there a $25 one you can submit? Is that?
It's 10. And
10?
The 10 is for the other showcases, and it's more because we have to spend time to watch the videos. So that's why it's a lot cheaper. Because really, if they get into the showcase, you know, they can't win any money. But we're gonna have industry people.
How did you decide on the Latino showcase? Is that the most? There are more Latino comics in San Diego than?
Yeah, we're San Diego. We're predominantly, I mean, what is it, like 40-50% of the San Diego population is Latino.
Okay. Are they going to have to speak Latino?
No, they do not.
Is that a
can
language?
Can be speaking English. If they want to speak in Spanish, it's up to them.
Or Latin.
Or Latin. If they know Latin, pig Latin, we're accepting all forms of
You're
Latin.
Not going to do like a black Jewish showcase as
Why
well?
Why not a minority
not at this
showcase?
Time.
That sounds really
Latin
bad.
Is kind of a minority showcase. I guess not in San Diego though.
Okay.
But yeah, we're kind of just opening it up right now to Latin's the only Latino's the only kind of ethnic showcase that we're going for this year. Next year, if we grow, if we have a really good year this year and we get some really good sponsorship and they want to make the festival even bigger next year, then we could have an African-American, a
Samoan. I know one guy
Samoan.
That could do that.
Does he apologize for anything?
He'd like to.
Yes, he would.
He speaks in all caps.
Yes.
Okay, so, and then there's the San Diego showcase, right?
Yeah, we also have two San Diego showcases.
Which is
right
also
now,
the Latino showcase.
Which is completely free and only for San Diego comedians to enter.
Okay.
And so that's,
how many people are you taking for that?
We have two showcases with eight comedians each, so 16.
And the same people are going to be picking those comedians as well?
Yeah, but technically it would be 18 because we'll have a host and then eight comics showcasing. So.
And what are you guys in the contest? Are you able to submit?
No. You're not able to participate,
no.
huh?
No, that would probably be a conflict of interest.
If you won? So, and but, even though you have it at the Greek Palace, you're not having any quote unquote Greek showcase, no Persian showcases, Middle Eastern kind of thing.
No. Not at this. Maybe next year. Okay. That's our fall to answer. Maybe next year.
Seems like George would like that, buddy.
Okay. So let's go to the negative. What kind of negative feedback have you been getting from people?
The biggest.
You've only gotten negative feedback, right? You haven't gotten any positive feedback, have you?
We've got some positive. I mean, not much, but there's some. Yeah. Most of it is about the venues. People think of a festival and they think that it has to be in a ton of venues. You know, they keep saying, well, if this is the San Diego Comedy Festival, you should be showcasing the San Diego comedy venues, which, well, it's not about showcasing the venues. It's about showcasing the talent.
Right.
You know?
Well, by extension, a Renaissance Festival is at one fairground. They don't bus you to different places to go.
Well, exactly.
Comic-Con's just at that one place,
right,
too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, most festivals are in one place. If the best way for a venue, a comedy venue, to be represented at the festival is have the guy, their best regular people in the festival.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, that's how they're going to be showcased.
And what other negative things are you hearing?
I think we've gotten people, well, who's going to be reviewing these? Is it just going to be Brandon and Dan picking who they want? Do they want their buddies entering the contests? Things like that. So they think it's, we've had, also had people saying, oh, it's going to be only open mic guys in this contest. But that's not what's happening. And I don't know where they got this idea, if they just don't have knowledge of festivals that have happened throughout the country or throughout the world, but they think it's going to be only San Diego open micers in this festival because they're going to be the ones submitting $35 to the contest portion or $10 to the other showcases. But that's just not what's going to happen at all.
And where are you getting submissions from? Is it mostly San Diego or are you getting it from?
All over the country and the world, really. I mean,
have you gotten some submissions from outside of the country?
Yeah, from Canada.
Okay.
Just all over, really. I mean, they've been coming in from all over.
Okay.
Our buddy Zoltan's in a comedy festival right now in Seattle. He's up against a bunch of Canadian. He's doing his impression of Zoltan right now. Can you do the Muttley laugh on the radio? That's Zoltan. He might call in later, so we'll get to hear firsthand about the Seattle Comedy Festival that he's now a finalist in? Semifinalist?
He's a semifinalist. I believe he's currently in fourth place, third or fourth place.
Yeah, but he kept getting second, so I mean,
yeah, he got fourth place last night. I know he was currently in third as of yesterday before last night's contest, so he has a really good shot of making it to the finals. And just to let you know, it's actually the San Diego or Seattle International Comedy Competition. It's not the festival, it's just the competition itself.
Oh, I see.
Looking back, do you think there's different ways you could have approached this comedy festival?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are. It would have been nice this first year to get all the comedy clubs, all the comedy venues, to get like the Twigs, the Haritnas, the American Comedy Companies, Madhouse Comedy Club, Comedy Store, Space Bar, get all these different venues, Winston's, where we hold all these different comedy shows in San Diego. But it's just San Diego is such a huge city. Like a lot of, yeah, it is. I think a lot of the comedy festivals that are in multiple cities, they have like venues on like one strip, where you can just walk to each of these different places that are all within walking distance. And the only place that you could really do that, I guess, would be downtown. You could have American Comedy Company, Madhouse, Tipsy Crow, things like that that are actually held like that. All but right. It's just tough logistically.
Well, we got to go to break. We might have Bob after the break if he has his phone. But you're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Be right back, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
Hey, we're back.
Pass the Grey Poop palm, Jeff.
Yes, I know. So, Dan, during the break, you were talking about kind of just the logistics, how difficult it is if they had it at different venues.
Dan, cool it on the piano for a second. All right, go ahead.
I'm sorry, man. I like playing the piano.
Yeah, you're good.
It's awesome. Yeah, I was. I was talking about because I had the opportunity to perform at the Ventura Comedy Festival, and it was a lot of fun, and they use, you know, several different venues, and their venues, you know, some of them are like right next to each other. They're like literally along the harbor. They had like four venues there. They had one venue that was at a casino that was probably 10, 15 minutes away. But they had comics on multiple showcases that would start at the same time. Like I was on two showcases that both were starting at 8 o'clock. they were only a couple, you know, buildings down from each other, but I'd have to go talk to the MC, and he's, you know, well, I'm at this show over here too, and then they had to constantly rearrange their lineups to accommodate getting the comics to these shows.
It seems like you're competing with yourself by doing that, in that, you know, you only have a certain amount of audience, and if you spread them around to so many venues simultaneously, it seems like that would thin out the comedy crowd, no?
Surprisingly, there it didn't. I mean, I think they're on, like, their fifth year, though, so third or fourth year with that one, so they've got a pretty good following. I mean, most of the shows were all packed, even though they were running simultaneously. But getting comics to all these different shows was where a lot of the pain was, you know,
right,
trying to accommodate everybody.
You know, we had Paul Agata on the podcast, and he was really encouraging the listeners to get behind the comedy festival and help it and help grow it and be a part of it, that it's our festival, being San Diego comedians, that we should somehow help to get involved. How do you suggest that people could assist in the festival and try to grow the thing?
Well, right now, just kind of tell their friends about it, the comedian friends that they might know from other cities or even within San Diego, and stop complaining. If you're complaining, you're being part of the problem, not part of the solution.
Well, yeah, I mean, actively being negative is not helping. But what can they do to actually, I mean, do you need graphic designers? Do you need advertisers? Do you need organizers or MCs? Or, you know, do you have a need for manpower on this thing?
We will. I mean, obviously, we are going to need graphic design because we're going to have to, you know, try to get flyers and stuff out. We're going to need people to help distribute flyers. We're going to need help. We're going to need volunteers during the festival a lot there. You know, we're going to need people to help with seating and, you know, help with registering people and ticket sales and different things like that, just, you know, different kinds of programming and things like that. If people want to get involved and they want to help, I encourage them to go to send an email to info@sandiegocomedyfest.com, email, and in the subject line, volunteer. And so that we know that they're interested in helping, and they can even, you know, in the message body say how they think, you know, what they can do to help. You know,
gotcha.
If they have a certain skill set that might help.
Well, before we get too far, I know we got Bob on the line.
All right.
Bob, you there?
Bob Hanson.
Hey, how's it hanging, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
Not bad, not bad. I just purchased an iPhone about a half hour ago and spilled water on my crotch.
Oh, simultaneously?
All this is happening right now. Yep, all at the same time.
Bob Hanson,
I'm unstoppable.
You're calling from New York City, Bob Hanson, New York comedian?
That is correct. I am located in Queens, and I'm doing all right, man. I've got some shows coming up. You guys are talking about the festival today.
Yeah, what do you, any thoughts on the comedy festival? Are you going to fly out and be a part of it?
You know, I would just, the best thing I think for these, I apologize. Who am I talking to over there?
This is Jesse Egan. There's Jeff Bilodeau, Brandon Young, and Dan Bublitz.
Brandon and Dan, what's up, guys?
Hi,
I would definitely use as much negativity as possible and just quit. Just give up. This is the end. We're all going to die, and it's a giant waste of time.
That thought has crossed our mind, Bob.
Yeah. No, totally.
I'm probably going to die because I'm going to be killed.
Okay.
So, Bob, being in New York, they have some comedy festivals in New York, right?
Well, the big one is the New York Comedy Festival. I mean, that's the mamma jamma. That's what everyone wants to be on.
Okay, tell us about that.
They just did one. Well, last year at 4 p.m. on a Sunday, I went to MoMA, Museum of Modern Art. There's two of them. There's one in Manhattan and one in the Queens. I went to one in Queens. I saw Chelsea Peretti for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah, I know. I saw Chelsea Peretti for the first time with Gerard Carmichael and Eugene Merman also for the first time. So they still got, like, still big names, really big names, still want to get involved in them, but it seems like everyone in New York is all about Montreal just for laughs. That's the when people get that's their bragging rights right there.
Yeah.
So is the New York Comedy Festival, is that at different venues?
That's at many venues. It's at the Cellar. It's at probably the Stand now, which is the old club. At the Comic Strip Live, which I was there 2 weeks, 2 days ago. It's everywhere and anywhere. It's long, too. It's like a week long.
Did you submit for it?
No. The funny thing about the submissions for a lot of these things, kind of like, almost like Last Comic Standing, they're so exclusive they're so exclusive that it's hard to even find out where to submit to, where it's really just kind of an agent gets you in kind of a deal.
Mm, okay.
And, when you talk to people who've been on them, it just kind of, you don't want to ask them directly, but you kind of dance around it, and usually they just kind of switch the topic. So basically, it's a who you know to get in kind of a deal. Submissions are, there was one I was part of a submission of at this, the Laughing Devil, and, you know, they took me. I didn't pay my 35 or 40 whatever bucks for nothing, but, you know, then they had an MTV judge, some chick who blogs or something, and she just picked whatever her demographics, and that was the end of that.
Okay, so
I don't know. It's,
you just did one show for that?
Yeah, I didn't. It was supposed to be the top four of the 12 that night would advance. I was basically told by the host, the audience, and the owner that was the set of the night, and the one host judge wouldn't put me in the top four. She refused. Yeah, so she was the only one in the room who did not want me to advance.
Do you think Obama had anything to do with you not advancing?
Was Obama the judge?
Unquestionably. Okay. Because here's the thing. Not a lot of people don't realize this. On that night, conveniently, Obama, nowhere to be found.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's something to do
with it. Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you think you'll submit to that competition again?
You try that again?
No, not as long as President Obama's in office. No, certainly not. Okay. But here's the thing, though. From that, from getting gypped on that festival, the owner likes me so much, he gives me the weekend spots, and everyone else who advanced, including the winner, they can't even get in the club now.
Oh, that's cool.
Interesting.
And I'm hosting the weekends and doing, like, last-minute weekend spots. So who wins in the end? You know what I mean? It's all...
So being part of the festival was good. Even though you get screwed over, you still got something out of it.
Yeah, because festivals really are, you know, just similar to, they're big contests in a way. I mean, people, it's a thing for the club to do to make money a few times a year.
Right.
And they do it, and the owner, and the manager, not the owner, the manager knew this, and he just, he even told me, he's like, yeah, I wouldn't worry about that, that's what that's there for, but we want you on our actual shows, though.
And do you submit right. for just for laughs?
No, that was the thing. I missed the deadline. The deadline was last February. I just missed it. That was the thing where 2 days after the deadline, everyone runs around trying to look generous, reminding each other to check out the Just for Laughs deadline when they're all full of it. So there's, it's like that, man. People don't want you in. They don't want you in, and you got to get a buddy to get in.
So these guys are trying to do a San Diego festival that's less exclusive and less, preventing comics from getting in.
That's awesome.
I mean, can I say that for you guys? Is that your intention?
Yes.
Do you want to expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, we've got it open to anybody and everyone. I mean, anybody can submit. Obviously, we have a screening process, and not everybody can get in. But we want, we want to have a great festival with great comics, and we want talent, all kinds of talent.
Now, New York City is obviously a huge hub for comedy, but San Diego, not so much. They're trying to draw attention to San Diego comedy.
Yeah, we do have the two festival. San Diego showcases that are specifically for the San Diego comedians, so that we do actually have industry that are watching these San Diego comedians, so it's not that's the only exclusive part of this whole contest, that those people are part of the festival. I'm sorry, the festival. That it's San Diego comedians can only be a part of that San Diego comedy showcase.
I would think that winning a contest or winning a festival like this would be a good credit. Would you say so, Bob?
Yeah. Winning a contest especially is it's always nice to have something. The question you're going to get, I think you guys are going to get asked all the time, is who's the industry?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Matt Taylor?
That's going to be the thing.
Okay.
What's that?
I said, have you heard of Matt Taylor before, Bob?
I have. A lot of people have heard of Matt Taylor.
We have the booker at the Comedy Palace is going to be there as well. So
Tony?
And Zach Miller.
Oh, Zach Miller.
Bob, before I let you go, do they have that kind of like a Matt Taylor vibe in New York, or is there shows that are bringer type?
Yeah, the bringers exist. That's where you do that's like a lot of the barking comes into play. Like I barked. I was out about a year ago, two nights in November, just yelling at people in Times Square, handing out flyers. And I mean, yeah, the bringers are – the big complaint here is that there's three or four bringer clubs which really just do bringers and not much else.
Mm-hmm.
And they – the comedy's terrible, let's be honest. It's all bringer shows, and they just feed these people, take all their money, their comedy classes, their this, that, and they just have these incubating open mics where they just laugh at each other no matter what. And it's just really bad. Unfortunately, when people, especially in Times Square, because that's where tourists go first, they go to one, they get roped into those, a free show, and then two drink minimum, and a drink here is enjoy your $8 bottle of Bud Light. So I spit that out.
Bringer shows
so, yeah,
are probably
people come
bad,
here once.
Bad for the scene in general because nobody wants to come back to a
right.
show that's that bad.
Joe Schmo from Illinois comes here, he goes, I'll see a comedy show in New York. I've heard so much about him. He sees one, buys his $12 bottle of beer there or whatever it is, and then he goes out and goes, that was atrocious because that was what he got roped into by the they have barking teams. Some people are professional barkers, not even comics.
Some people don't know what that is, Bob. Can you talk what a barker is?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a it is a person who stands on a sidewalk outside, mostly in New York, and they just hand out flyers and yell people, free comedy show, check out a comedy show, here you go, get yourselves in there, it's no cover, blah, 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 you know, just buy two drinks, best comedies from Comedy Central, VH1, they just name a bunch of TV stations.
So what you're saying is when you did that, you would be considered Bob Barker?
Yes, I was Bob Barker, but I guess at the end of the day, I was barking up the wrong tree.
So, all right, Bob, well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, we appreciate the New York Report, as always, Bob, and best of luck. Make sure you hit us back next week. We'd love to hear more from you, man.
Thank you, guys. I'm going to be playing with my iPhone for the next 72 hours.
All right.
Enjoy that water.
All right, have fun, guys.
All right, we got one more segment coming up with the Zoltan, but right now you're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. To me.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
Yeah.
All right. So it's our final segment. We were talking in the break. How can people, if they're interested in being a part to sponsor you guys, how can they go about doing that?
The best way is to go to our website, www.sandiegocomedyfest.com.
Only two W's in that?
What did I do? Oh, www.
World.
Okay, three okay. W's. Three W's.
SanDiegoComedyFest.com. Email you guys. And
click on the sponsor tab, and there's information on how to contact us to sponsor the festival.
Okay, you should have just a PayPal link right there. So
we
just
should.
Empty
just
their
give
wallet
us your money.
Directly.
That's how that works.
You guys are having some pretty big names you're reaching out to, and some pretty big agencies as well that are involved in this.
Yeah, I've reached out to a couple agencies, and we've actually tried to get... We've tried to get some big names, tried to get Bill Burr. That kind of didn't work out. We've also tried to get Louis C.K., and I wish I was just making this up, but I've actually gone out and tried to get a hold of guys like that. Louis C.K. isn't touring at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really doing anything during that time period. So, and his agency usually organizes his tours separately, so he's not available to us at that time. We reached out to Three Arts Entertainment as well. I'm waiting to hear back from a guy over at Three Arts Entertainment. They're one of the major management companies. They actually manage Louis C.K. They manage Amy Poehler and a few other people of that name as well.
Okay, cool. Well, we got a caller with a question on hold. Mike?
Mike Ula.
Mike Ula, you there?
Hello. Is he there?
Michael? Talk to me, Mike. Talk, Mike. Okay, all right. Well, it's hard to call all the way from Samoa. It's a difficult... is he calling collect?
He should be.
In any case, if you can't get Louis C.K. or Bill Burr, we have a comedian that would be available.
I think Mike is very much.
I think he...
Hello?
We have another guest. We have Zoltan?
Yeah.
All right, great.
Hey, I'm here.
Z-Man, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Jesse. How you doing?
Doing good. You're up in Seattle right now?
Yes, I am.
How's that festival? How's the contest going for you, man? We are all rooting for you.
Thank you. It's going really well. This week has been going better than last week for me. Like, I feel better about the set, but it's been going great up here. Everyone's super funny really nice.
Have you had to change your set every time, every show, or what have you been doing? How much time have you been doing?
I've actually done the opposite of that. I've been doing the same set.
Okay.
In the first round, we were doing 5 minutes, and the first three nights I did three different sets.
Okay.
And I only placed one out of the three nights. So after that, I started doing the same set, and it was doing a lot better. So that helped me advance. And then I've done the same. In the second round, we're doing 10 minutes. So I've been doing the same 10 minutes, and it's been working out.
Different judges, different audience, so it still works?
Yeah, it's different judges every night, and it's a different audience and a different venue every night, too. So.
Okay, being the extreme headliner you are, is it tough for you to do 5 or 10 minutes now?
That's just
the extreme headliner. That's funny. The 5 minute round was the toughest, not just for me, but for the other guys that I've talked to. The 5 minute round was really tough, and it's a lot easier now. You get to stretch out a little more with the 10.
And is this the first festival you've done?
Yeah. I mean, I've done the World Series of Comedy in Vegas. And I've done that 4 times.
Right.
But, I mean...
And that's all at one venue, too, isn't it, Zoltz?
That one's all at one venue. And that one's... actually a little tougher because you just have one round and you got to come out in first place out of the 8 comics in your group. So this one, you know, it's 5 shows. And you get a score each night, and then at the end of the week, the top 5 scores from the 5 shows move on.
Right. Well, we got Brandon and Dan in the studio here. Do you have any thoughts or advice about the San Diego Comedy Festival?
Good people to talk to would be Peter Gray and Ron Reed. They're the guys that are the producers of the Seattle festival here and the San Francisco competition. Okay. And they really have put on, they're very smooth about everything. They're really good. I mean, you know, they've been doing it for a long time, so those guys would be good to talk to.
And what was the submission process for this one, the Seattle?
It's really simple. You just you send in, they have a little, on their website, they have a little dealy, and you fill it out with your name and a link to a video, and that's about it.
Did you have to pay any money?
I don't think so. I think it was free.
But you had to fly yourself up to Seattle, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's been very expensive. I've been renting a car and staying at hotels. Right now I'm staying, there's this guy shooting a documentary about the festival, and the last few days I've been staying at his place. But yes, rental cars and everything, bring a credit card and worry about it later, I think, is the way to go.
And what does the winner get?
The first place wins $5,000.
Oh, wow.
And you get a comedy album with Uproar, and they give you a $1,000 advance to record a CD.
That's fantastic.
And,
wow, that's great.
But really, I think the big prize is all the connections you make up here. They had people from Fox and NBC, not executives, but people that work within. And some agents. They had the industry night in the first round.
Okay.
And the connections I've made there and the connections I've made with comedians up here, don't get me wrong, $5,000 would be great, but if I didn't get it, I'd still be very happy.
Well, that's great. So it's been worth the expense to do this.
I definitely think so.
And cool. Did you know any of the comedians that you've been performing with, or are they kind of meeting them for the first time?
Like Hostetler and these guys?
Yeah, I'd never met those guys. Other than Quincy Jones in the preliminaries, I met him in Arizona. But everyone else, I'm meeting here for the first time. So you're creating some new friendships because you're hanging out with these guys for a couple weeks now. So it's a lot of fun.
And are they mostly headliners? And I mean, what are the levels of the people that you're seeing?
In the preliminaries, there's a little more range to it. There's a couple comics that have just been doing it a couple of years, but for the most part, it's mainly headliners here, especially now at this point.
So does the headliners lounge get very busy with all you headliners in there?
Yeah, how many green AMs can they really provide?
last night we were doing a show in
there for you. That's what Brandon wants to know.
There's a lot of oatmeal.
Yeah, he wants to know how the oatmeal is in Seattle.
The oatmeal is fantastic in Seattle.
What were you saying happened last night?
Last night, we were at a very nice casino, and the green room was a lot nicer than any of us deserved. But they had a shoe mitten, and there were these mittens of, like, really, it was really nice cloth, and you put your hands in them, and you use it to shine your shoes. And I'd never seen that before.
Do you have
so
shoes?
I shined my boots.
What kind of? You have boots that are shineable? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I have one pair of nice boots that I brought up with me, so I can look decent some of the night. And so I used the shoe mitten. I mean, how many more opportunities in my life am I going to have to do that?
Do you think that helped your set afterwards? That you got a nice glossy buff to those boots?
I think so. I think they noticed. I think the crowd noticed the glossy kick
so
when I walked out there.
Brandon and Dan, a little piece of advice for you, the green room of the festival. Make sure you got shoe mittens. Get everybody buffed up.
We're on it.
Also, Zoltan, if they can't get Bill Burr or Louis C.K. for this festival, are you willing to come down and Headliners Lounge it for us?
Oh, yeah. That really dropped off there, didn't it?
All right, Zoltan, well, we're coming up. We're coming up to the end, so good luck with the rest of the thing.
Yeah,
and keep
man.
Us updated.
We really hope you win the thing, but even if you don't, that's terrific that you're making good connections up there, man.
Yeah, and I highly recommend you guys, if you haven't signed up for it before, please do next year. It's a really good thing.
All right, we'll go up there together. That'll be fun.
Good luck, man.
All right, man.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Zoltan, we made it. So you guys have any closing remarks? We got about a minute 30 left. Do you want to talk about the festival?
Just in any way you want to support, you can find all the information online at www.sandiegocomedyfest.com.
At this point, do you want advice from people? Or
how can Hugo Chu directly email you guys? Is there a direct line?
Hugo Chu can email us at info@sandiegocomedyfest.com.
Okay.
Direct all his questions, comments, concerns to...
Do you have a way to block those emails or no?
Yeah, it's called the delete button.
Okay, I see.
So has any of the people that made complaints... We can't get into
it. No, well, they should support the festival. It is for San Diego Comedy, so hopefully everybody can get on board and help out.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. You're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Thanks, Dan and Brandon. Support the festival. Good luck, Zoltan.
Thank you for having us.
Bob Obama.